Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Owen here in Audio Boo. I was wondering my thoughts from the carbon boot sale. I mentioned a new weather app that I had paid for and downloaded called Dark Sky. I thought I'd just tell you a bit more about it in a separate audio boot. Of course, this can't really be a proper review because I haven't had it long enough, but I just thought I'd tell you a wee bit about it. So once you've downloaded the app and once you open it, then you will be presented with a grey screen, just a plain grey screen with a black pulsating dot in the top third of the screen in the middle. And basically that's the app finding the satellites for GPS, because it uses GPS. It will use Wi-Fi, but it depends mostly on the GPS. And then once it's found your position on this world, the black dot will then tell you in numbers the temperature. In this case, I'm looking here and it says 16 and falling. Of course, you can, in the settings, you can set up where you want Fahrenheit, centigrade, miles, kilometers, various other settings. In my case, around the black dot, once it's finished pulsating, it says partly cloudy and 16 and falling within the black dot. And then below the black dot, it says feels like 16 degrees. Okay, so then below that you have your risk of precipitation, and there's a slider setting in within the settings for that, where you want to know when it's only going to be heavy rain, moderate rain, or light rain. In my case, I've got it set for any rain, because any rain whatsoever ruins a car boot. Even light drizzle, you've just got to cover up or your goods get ruined. So I have three bars, lightly dotted bars in the middle of the screen that says heavy, medium and light. And below that I have a timeline bar which is from 0 through 10, 20, 30, 40 and 50, 60 minutes. And below that it says partly cloudy for the hour. Now at times it will read something different there. It might say, as it did earlier, no precipitation within the next hour. Below that, in a lighter font, it will say the nearest precipitation is where. In this case, it's saying just now 32 miles to the northwest. And at the bottom of the screen, you have in bold text, next 24 hours on one corner at the left, another one next week. So currently, below the next 24 hours, I have partly cloudy until this evening. And in the other corner, in the red corner, it says next week, no precipitation throughout the week, with temperatures rising to 19 degrees on Saturday. And then right at the very bottom of the screen, you have your double arrow pointing down for your normal notifications, not for this app, for your normal notifications. In fact, I'm just double check that. Yeah, no, it's not. It's actually for your media player. Sorry, my apologies. The notification still pulled down from the top. On the right-hand side, you have a musical note that is your notifications. And if I hit that, it will go to notifications. And that's basically your setting, which I explained earlier about getting a notification depending on how much rain or the intensity of the rain you want to be notified about. Okay. But in the left-hand corner at the bottom, you have a map of the globe, a little one, and if you press that, you will actually go to a full globe of the world. And within that, you can zoom in and out, pinch and etc. And I'm currently looking at the UK, of course. And I can see by looking at that, it's the radar pictures that you get with this device. It's looking at the radar and taking everything into consideration, wind speed, the intensity of the rain, the cloud mass, etc. I guess. And I'm looking here, and if I do zoom in to where I am just now, I can see that there is loads of rain over quite a few parts of Scotland, quite intense rain actually. But in the central belt here, there are no radar signals for or symbols for rain whatsoever. And I can see that down in the Midlands of England and some parts of the south are getting some rain. Okay, so basically that gives you your visual indication of the using radar of the pictures of, or a map, global map of where precipitation and clouds are liable to be, or not liable to be, where they actually are. And you have a time scale within that globe at the bottom of the screen, which will go through each day. So it tells you the exact time just now, today at 3 p.m. It's now 3:48, but it's between 3 and 4, and then between 4 and 5, etc., I think. Is it? Yeah, no, it's not as quite as detailed as that. It shows you a red bar passing through each day, but it does actually tell you basically what time it is. So, and you can jump from where you are just now to the following week and get some kind of forecast, I guess. How did it work today? Well, at the Carbot today, we had so much cloud. Only the odd bit of sunshine, very, very rare parts of sunshine. But we had everything from light grey cloud to dark grey to menacing. And I mean menacing, really dark, powerful looking clouds that were passing overhead. And of course, my wife was worried, and others at the car boot were all suggesting, better get the cover looked out, it's going to rain. And I kept looking at the app, the dark sky app, and it said no rain. Nearest rain was wherever, nowhere near us. You wouldn't have believed this. You know, looking at the skies, we even, my wife even got the water covers out in preparation and had to assure her it's not going to rain because no one believed me. But it didn't. It never did. We never got one spat of rain whatsoever. And we still haven't. It's still telling me that there's no rain in the area whatsoever. But if you look to the skies, even as I'm looking out just now, I can see those grey and dark grey skies. So far, and I know this is not a proper review, so far, dark sky, it's pretty good, you know. And going by today is going to put my mind at ease. Even though the skies may be heavy, if dark sky is telling me that the nearest rain is going to be away from us, or possibly that we may need to cover up because we're definitely going to get rain, we could be one step ahead of everyone else. We can look at fools by putting covers over tables when there's no rain, and then be smug in the back of the car when they all get caught out. So, as I said, it's not obviously not a full review, but it's more so an introduction to this dark sky weather app. First time, as I'm looking at the radar map now, and I can see where all the rain is, where the clouds are, and the intensity, the coloration showing the intensity and the masses of the clouds. I think it's really brilliant, and it's constantly updating every minute. So yeah, I'm giving it a big thumbs up. £2.49 on the App Store in this country, in the UK. £2.49. Yeah, what's that? Yeah. So I'm perfectly happy with it so far. But of course, I will test it right through the week and see. I'll try and take a note, actually. I'll try and take a physical note of just how accurate it is and what it tells me through the week, and then do a review possibly somewhere down the line. So the Dark Sky app, if you want to wait to hear my review after maybe a couple of weeks of using it, then fine. But I think it's brilliant. So far, I think it's brilliant. The only thing that will put me against it is if it does rain, it doesn't tell me. Or if it tells me it's definitely going to rain and it doesn't, then that's going to really annoy me. But so far, I'm good in the skies that we're rolling about today. To me, clever wee thing. Thanks for listening. Cheerio bye now.